It was my intention to provide hands-on mini-experiments that reflect two broad themes in science. Several examples involved deep learning neural networks, which since approximately 2012 have been driving huge advances in capabilities for the future. It is likely that most people will simply take these capabilities for granted, using environments such as the social media of the future without ever knowing or caring about the underlying concepts. Perhaps young people are even more likely to take technology advances for granted, as you have not worked for years with older technologies and won't have a clear feel of societal changes and impacts that follow these advances. But if you follow up on this quick introduction to computational intelligence, which goes far beyond classical artificial intelligence, maybe this will help you understand better the robots who may eventually be your bosses during your career. I'm just joking about that. Perhaps you will decide to go into science, technology, engineering, or math for a career. If you are thinking of this, I highly recommend that you get as much background in math as you can, including courses and projects outside of our educational system. It's a very big, competitive world out there, and in comparison to many other countries, you may already be starting at a disadvantage. Today's level of credentialism makes it almost an imperative to get a PhD degree and a strong postdoctoral position, as the options are much reduced for anything less than that. That means sacrificing a lot of fun activities, nights and weekends along the way. But I have always found that the things we perceive to be fun and easy are nowhere near as fun and satisfying as those challenges that we put great effort into over long periods of time. Boring subjects that had me sleeping at my desk at work when I initially started on them became interesting quickly as I learned about them, and some of the many, if not most of the great general inspirations came after I put effort into themes I initially didn't care for. But you can enjoy science, technology, engineering, and math even if you do not go into those areas for a career. With a little bit of the right education and a lot of self-study and effort, you can do wonderful things. I know many amateur scientists who have produced analysis and results surpassing even the best of expert scientists, sometimes even having widespread influence on academia. They have worked hard because STEM is both challenging and fun for them, and at times, frustrating and disappointing. But it is the disappointments, together with the achievements, however humble, that make for a rich experience, and we often grow more from our failures than by our successes. As it was during my own career and those of my parents and grandparents, the world will change very quickly during your lifetimes. Maybe you will decide to understand and perhaps participate in at least some of those changes, whether in STEM or other areas. May you approach your lives and careers with energy, enthusiasm, and an understanding of what is truly fun and satisfying.